This is Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out, talking once again with Dr. Alan Safdie, a world-renowned internist and gastroenterologist with encyclopedic knowledge of mind-body wellness and preventative medicine. He's offering a series of courses this winter and summer at the Peaks. Check 1-877-448-5416 for further information. This week, Dr. Alan is talking about some alarming statistics and addressing the question, why are more Americans dying in their prime? Dr. Alan, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Susan. Appreciate you having me again.
You're welcome. So first, let's talk about all-cause mortality. What are the facts on the table?
Well, I mean, when we talk about, let me define all-cause mortality, we're looking at why are people dying, so of all causes. So it could be heart attacks, it could be cancer, it could be drug overdoses, it could be hypertension, suicides, obesity, childhood, you know, how many people are we losing at birth or in infancy? So we're looking at all causes, and what we're noticing is after decades, I mean, for many decades, we've had rising life expectancy. Some countries have not. Some have had declining life expectancy. If we look at, some areas in Russia have had declining life expectancy. But we've had rising life expectancy. But that has changed. We've noticed that starting back in 2014, life expectancy started to decline for three consecutive years. And that's very scary.
So now let's talk cause-specific mortality. What's up? Why such an increase in mortality for midlife adults? And are these the same causes for younger people who are also passing in their prime?
Yeah, I mean, what we're really looking at is we're not looking in the ages of, 1 to 14. We have not seen a decline in infants and children. And really, we haven't seen a decline that much in the 65 and older age group. What we've seen is the midlife adults that have all-cause mortality, they've had a 6% increase in all-cause mortality from 2010 through 2017. And, what is that? There's a variety of factors. Why are these deaths in these working-age adults increasing? And that's difficult. We look at lots of different reasons for excess mortality in individuals. And, we look at over 35 different causes of death. And the most striking were, we're starting to see an increase in alcohol, overdoses, suicides. And just recently, and this doesn't even have to show up in statistics, vaping's popularity continues. It's an alarming statistic that e-cigarette use among teenagers, which may affect, we hear about the acute injuries with vaping, but I don't think we've reached the tip of the iceberg of some of the chronic injuries that we're going to see. It took us years to realize the dangers of tobacco products, and now I think we're going to see in the future these flavored e-cigarettes, that we're going to see more and more health problems secondary to those as they get into midlife.
You haven't mentioned obesity and diabetes in this conversation. Are they also factors?
It's a great point. Yeah, I mean, if we look at obesity, is probably one of the number one factors. When we look at deaths in midlife, and the number of deaths in midlife, and we try to attribute it to a cause, an underlying cause, obesity, there was 114% increase from obesity. Drug overdoses were well over 300, close to 400% increase in drug overdoses. But, so obesity leads to the whole metabolic syndrome we see, including type 2 diabetes, mm-hmm. including hypertension. But if we look at hypertension as an independent risk factor, that's almost 79% increase. Suicide, 38, I don't want to say only 38%, but that has increased. But obesity is a huge problem in our population. And we need to give people tips on, not only a healthier lifestyle, but healthier eating. Alcoholic liver disease, seeing that increase is very, very disturbing, and that's up almost 41% over that, you know, 7-year period of time. So we're seeing ourselves with a good healthcare system, but doctors can't fix this. People need to fix these things.
Looking at, again, and recapping these cause-specific mortality, the causes of the cause-specific mortality, drug overdose, alcohol, suicide, hypertension, obesity, they seem somehow related. You could wrap them all up in some kind of package and label it general malaise. And that's probably an oversimplification. But how do you tie them up together and see them as a trend?
I don't disagree with you. We even look regionally. You know, where are the largest increases in these? They're not in Colorado. In the Ohio Valley, where I'm at right now, if we look at West Virginia, Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, they have significant increases. West Virginia, 23% increase in midlife mortality. Ohio, 21.6. Kentucky's almost 15%. There's also increases slight in, you know, New England area. But in California, we're not seeing that. So we're seeing that four states made up, you know, a significant portion of problems with this. You know, I agree there's significant malaise. We need to get people to avoid eating trans fats, which should be easier. We should need to get them to eat more fruits and vegetables and less salty foods. And we need to, you know, have them keep track of their exercise, get goals for exercise and calories, and eat modest portions. So we need to really emphasize not a particular diet, but a health care plan for these individuals. And we need to tackle some of the problems that are increasing. And obesity should be one of the ones we can tackle. And drug overdoses, yes, I'm in an area right now where there's a tremendous amount of drug overdoses. Everybody in the world has Narcan. Every first responder has Narcan. A lot of homes have Narcan. So we need to start tackling some of these problems. But there are regional differences in these, and I think you're right. There is, when we're looking at hypertension and alcoholic liver disease and obesity, you know, those are three factors that we should be getting on top of immediately, along with the drug overdoses and suicide.
Yeah, but medical doctors like you are not treating potential mental conditions, emotional mental conditions that lead to some of these factors. So the suicide, the hypertension is not, well, hypertension may be in your world, but suicide, despair, that's not part of your bag of tricks.
No, you're absolutely right. We need to be talking to the general public as we're doing right now, and people have to be aware of the increase in these factors so they can be aware of people around them. Are they having problems? And all of these are problems. It, really, we can't depend just upon the medical community to solve this. Obesity is a societal problem. And when I was in Cuba, you know, they build more running trails. They look in your refrigerator. The doctors have a more holistic view than we do. So we really need to be emphasizing, you know, the type of things starting in school and building on that through midlife. And one of the things that really scares me is this vaping popularity. And, you know, we're scaring people for the acute problems, which are occurring more and more frequently that we're seeing, but we don't even have the tip of the iceberg for chronic problems, meaning things that occur 5, 10, 20 years later.
Yes. You've stated the regional differences, but are there also differences between men and women?
Yeah, I mean, women's deaths are increasing from certain causes. You know, if we look, there's definitely differences between men and women. And men had a larger increase in mortality than women. But that doesn't hold true for certain things. And, you know, certain things are higher in men, but we're seeing an increase in both groups. Midlife mortality, you know, is high among men and women. So, but it's actually higher than men. So between 1999 and, you know, 2017, you know, the midlife fatal drug overdose is 1.4 times higher among women than among men. So the midlife mortality was 3.4 times higher for alcoholic liver disease and 1.5 times higher for suicide among women than among men. So there are differences between the groups, mm-hmm. although as a whole mm-hmm. men don't do as well because men have, you know, more hypertension and the consequences of hypertension and obesity.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to be cognizant that alcoholic liver disease is just not something we see in men. We see it in both. In suicide, we see in both. And sometimes we really don't pay enough attention to people around us, that there might be, you know, some significant despair going on. I think there's almost an epidemic of despair at times.
Yeah. Excuse me for stepping on the end of that last sentence, but now all of this is quite dark. What do you think has to happen for this trend to be reversed or at least arrested?
You know, I think that we need unfortunately, a government that learns to lead rather than set examples, and we're not seeing that in our current government. We need to get rid of this epidemic of despair, which is, so, you know, we need to really fight heart disease and obesity and cancer. We need to start talking to people at younger ages. We need to have, when I was president of the Ohio Gastroenterology Society, we met with politicians trying to set up educational programs in grade schools, mm-hmm. and we were never successful. We were blocked at every turn from yeah. setting this up. We need to approach this early in life. You know, you'll know who, when you get out of school, who Zeus and Aphrodite and Apollo was, but you may not know what your liver does or your esophagus or your jejunum, and which one is going to benefit you more. You know, a knowledge of your own body or the knowledge of mythical people from Greek mythology. So I think we need mm-hmm. education in this. We need awareness. We need to mm-hmm. bring back the programs to fight obesity. We need, you know, fitness programs starting at a young age. And mm-hmm. instead of having more fitness programs at a young age, we don't have that. And we'll be talking in the future podcast about ways of getting yourself a little bit more fit in 2020. But I think that, you know, we need to start early. We need a government that's going to lead. And both parties should be able to agree on tackling suicide and hypertension and obesity and heart disease and alcoholic disease and drug overdoses. So I don't think either, it's not a Republican or Democratic issue. It's a leadership issue in my mind.
And this country was successful in reversing the whole tobacco epidemic with information campaigns many, many years ago. So what you're talking about makes a lot of sense.
I couldn't agree more. I think that information and education is a start, and we need leadership that's going to approach that. Instead of just throwing money at our healthcare system as we do, we can't afford to continue to treat disease. We can afford to prevent disease and decrease the number of people we're treating.
Okay, well, thank you very, very much. This has been Susan D. Brock talking on a rather difficult subject with Dr. Alan Softy. It is the fact that Americans are dying, men and women, more men than women, way earlier than they used to in their prime, in their mid-age, and in their youthful prime. And he's emphasizing the need for information campaign and basically to keep our eyes open and notice if someone near you is in trouble. Dr. Allen, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Have a great night. Thanks a lot.
You too.